Saturday, August 15th, 2020. technically this is supposed to be the 200th episode, which is the episode that I try to time, like look back on the past 100 episodes and, oh, how did I change in 100 episodes or whatever bullshit. And I think that what I've learned is a couple of things, and that is that structure, at least creatively for me, doesn't seem to work. Me creating artificial structure doesn't work. Before pre-COVID, I was trying to create this the structure for my performing. It needed to have an arc and do this, need to do that, and I learned comedy within structure, which I need, which is important or whatever. It gives it focus, so it's not all over the place. But I think that my personality, I think I've been forced into structure my entire life because of the people around me. And my personality is an unstructured personality. So I'm not going to do this fucking recap thing. It was a very long, unneeded explanation. Before I get into what I want to get into, I'm gonna explain my headspace or the context in which I'm making this. So right now it's about, I don't know, when I was driving my car, the thing said 113 degrees. So I'ma just assume that my car is old and its technology is lacking. I feel like my car is overheated on its own. It couldn't hang, but probably like 107, 108. I don't think 110 would be an insane statement. And, you know, I'm living in this fucking garage with my dog Beast. And it's uncomfortable and hot literally everywhere. So it's just hard to get comfortable anywhere. And I'm healing now. I'm pretty much good from, for context, if you didn't listen to the episode when it comes out. I got sucker punched a couple of days ago. Some dude came from behind me when I wasn't performing. I was just hanging out, and he got me, which sucks. So I'm still healing from that. I just finished doing, I can't get into the interpreting job because of confidentiality reasons, but we'll just say a very depressing interpreting job. And I'm just kind of tired and worn down and beaten down in many ways. Not out, just down. And then the little cherry on top of this whole situation and the feelings that I'm feeling, and the reason I'm making this episode right now, is I was just finishing the interpreting job, and a Joe Rogan episode just popped up, and it is, I'm gonna fuck up her last name. It's Ali, hold up, let me, I don't wanna fuck up her last name. There it is, Ali Makovsky, okay. So I saw that video pop up. So she's doing an interview with Rogan, and it was hard. For some context, so we went to the same college together, and I was her improv teacher for a little bit. And if you know me at all, then you know that my feelings about college and school in general are pretty negative, and you know that I feel like I've just wasted a lot of time, in short. And that, you know, turn that shit around, moving towards where I need to move towards, happy about all that, but still, with everything going on, the context, the assault, the constant danger in my neighborhood in general, the election coming up, and the fear of my neighbors potentially retaliating against me, like with guns, if Trump loses, it goes on and on and on. But there's a lot of stress. But I was her improv teacher in college. And I remember at some point she decided that she was gonna drop out of college, and she was gonna go, you know, pursue her goals in stand-up comedy. And I hope if she for whatever reason, Ali, if you were to listen to this, you by all means gloat, say I told you so. You can do the what is that wrestler shit where they do the X around the, you know, around your legs. There's like a DDT shit. Do all that. By all means, you earned it. I remember her saying that, and I don't think I tried to come off like a dismissive asshole, but I'm pretty sure I did. I was like, this blue hair bitch, this crazy bitch, what does she think she's doing? This silly motherfucker, you better finish college. I had my mom's stupid voice in my head. I don't know, but you can finish college. You can do college, gotta go to school. All that dumb shit. Congratulations, Allie, for real. And so her video came up with Rogan, and my fucking heart sank. I was like, oh, look at this really shitty hole you dug yourself into, Aaron. Congratulations on digging yourself out, but this hole is pretty goddamn deep. It took you a very long time to decide, hey, maybe I'm gonna use this shovel to climb out of this nonsense. Maybe I'll use the tools that I have now to escape this bullshit that I'm in. And right now, currently, I would not be making this episode right now if I was back in that garage or really anywhere. I don't have anywhere else to go. That same person that let me stay in their house is letting me stay again because it's ungodly hot out there. It's bad. Ugh. You remember that episode in Breaking Bad when Jesse and Walt, the car breaks down in the middle of the desert, and Walt's walking around with his underwear fucking out, and I remember him with his pants on his head. He was like if Joe Biden cooked meth instead of was trying to run for president. Like, it's just ungodlily. It was really fucking hot. This little victories episode that I made is kind of happening right now, where I have this little victory of being in a place that is at least has air conditioning. That's all I need right now. But it's motivation. I was gonna wait to do street stand up, but one, I need money. Which is crazy. It's weird how things work out. Where I think there's a movie called Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser, for all you old people, all you fucking 80s, 90s people. Brendan Fraser, you know, in hits, in classic film classics such as The Mummy and Airheads with Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi. Y'all remember Airheads? So Brendan Fraser, in the movie, if I remember correctly, he has three wishes from, it's either a genie or the devil, and I remember whoever it was hot, and it was like the classic fairy tale, like you make a wish, but it's not exactly how you wanted it to come out, right? It's like, oh, I wanna be able to fuck any woman I want consensually. Hashtag Me Too is 2020. You're not gonna catch me up now. It was like you wish like, oh, I want to fuck any woman that I want. And then the genie grants you the wish, and then you have sex once, and then you catch AIDS, and then you can't have sex again. It's one of those things like that, where it's like, I was like, I want to be a stand-up comedian. All right, Satan, give me what I want. I want to live off of stand-up comedy. But I'm doing it. I'm fucking doing it. I'm living off of stand-up comedy on the goddamn street, being worried about being assaulted. It's funny how things turn out. But seeing her get to that place makes me feel a lot of things. I guess I'll start with the negatives, then I'll go with the positives. The negatives are the same shit I've been upset and complaining about my entire life of. You know, being held back and wanting to do things I don't do. Let me be myself. All the cute artsy, overdramatic, Edgar Allan Poe crow sitting on my shoulder shit. But the positives are that when I see that, I immediately think, oh, I can get there. And this is not. this is like a that competitive thing in me where it's funny. I was when I saw I haven't listened to the episode. And I really don't think I will because it'll probably put me in a funk. But I was listening to the Ron Funches episode on Joe Rogan, and they were talking about Death Row and, you know, jealousy. Like, there's essentially a negative jealousy and a positive jealousy. Negative jealousy is where you see somebody do, or they said jealousy is a roadmap. Jealousy is a roadmap. And then you can have the fucked up road that's going to take you, you know, into really dark, dark places. Or you can have the Candyland road where everything's gumdrops and Twizzlers. This metaphor is falling apart, like my life. But the negative way you can interpret it is that negative jealousy is when you see somebody and you're like, fuck, I want them to fail. I want them to fall down. And that's not gonna get you anywhere, and you're just hoping bad shit on other people, which isn't good. And it was positive. You can do the positive version of that, which is, oh fuck, they're doing that. Not only do I want to be there, I want to surpass it. I want to surpass that level. And they use Death Row as an example. That was a group of dudes who are all talented, and aren't iron sharpens iron. You know, like you see someone be good, and you got to be like, all right, well, I got to be as good or not better, if not better. I have to. And that's how I feel when I see her doing her thing. And again, I'm like, it's such a weird headspace because shit is so not good right now at this very moment. Like in general, internally, all that spiritual, all that avatar, all my inner oppa in me is good. I'm feeling okay, especially with getting this little break around some AC. But it's, fuck, what was I saying? Hold up. Okay, yeah, seeing her do that, seeing her achieve that, knowing, like, you know, hanging out and being a dismissive piece of shit. Allie, if you ever listen to this, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry I doubted you. God damn it, good for you. Round of applause. You remember, you know that the that Shia LaBeouf YouTube video? There's probably a lot. Not the just do it. Not that one. Not the Super Saiyan Shia LaBeouf. I'm talking the Beware Shia LaBeouf, where they have a whole stage play and they have a bunch of paper mache heads of Shia LaBeouf running around and he's like crazy. And at the very end, it pans out into the audience. And it's no one else is in the audience but alone Shia LaBeouf in a tuxedo giving a slow clap and then standing ovation. Allie, picture that. That's what this is digitally. You get slow clap, standing ovation, because god damn it, you fucking did it, and that's awesome. And then the competitive side comes at me, which is like, this is no offense, but now I have every intention to get to where you are and pass you. That's my goal, if you ever listen to this. And I mean that in with nothing but love. But yeah, it's a weird place to be in. It's a very bittersweet feeling of, it's bitter in that it's like, fuck, I'm not there, and I could have been there had I done the smart thing and gambled on myself like she did. And the bitterness of now the situation I'm in is so goddamn exhausting. Like, it feels like that the middle part of a movie where your character's down, but he's not out. Get up, Rock. Get up, you bum. Where you're just so fucking tired, dude. Sometimes every now and again, like, I know I sound okay, and I've had far more violent and worse things happen to me. But sometimes I'm like, god damn, dude, a couple of days ago, some random person snuck up from behind me and punched me because of a joke I said, apparently. I don't know. He was yelling about babies or something. But some shit like that happens. And then the like living situation thing, the bitter part is like, fuck, I'm not I just want an RV. I just need an RV. That's all I'm trying to get to. I've actually decided I'm going to make a GoFundMe and see if that'll get me somewhere. But I'm just trying to get an RV. And I can't save up the money because work. And it's like, I don't want to. Sometimes there's like, fuck, man, I don't want to go on the street, put myself in danger. But this is the way I make the most money right now. Like, I already filed for unemployment and that shit doesn't come in. The few interpreting jobs I get isn't enough to supplement or to save at all. And Postmates is like destroying my car and my gas. It's still money, but you know, it's not a lot. In a weird way, stand-up comedy has become my income. Oh, fuck. Did I sell my soul to the devil? What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? Yeah. So all that is to say that I am down right now, but goddammit, I'm not out. So I'm going to go out there tonight, and I'm going to just keep working, keep grinding, keep getting better. I'm going to keep gaining followers. I know that that's important, so I got to keep doing that. And I'm gonna be earning some money. I'm going to earn some money tonight because I fucking have to. And the only way to do that is be funny. Better be fucking funny. I think that's about it. So, Ali, again, if you ever listen to this, congratulations. I'm very impressed, and I'm very happy that you set out for what you wanted to do, and you achieved it. You really did it. It is awesome, because you weren't a great improviser. No, fuck. I'm glad you found your calling, Ali. I'm glad it was stand-up No, you're great. I'm glad that you went out and you fucking did it. And it just is inspirational thing for me. And so I'm just keep, you know, I'm gonna hit the street tonight because of you. And which means, and this is really important for you to understand if you ever listen, you inspired me tonight that even after I got assaulted, seeing you talking to Joe Rogan made me say to myself, I gotta keep getting better, I gotta keep grinding, and I'm gonna hit the street tonight. And you're responsible for that. So if I get assaulted again and die, we're suing Ali, all right? You hear that, Ali? The lawyers are coming for you if I take another fucking punch to the face. All right. No, for real. All right, congratulations. And for the people that listen to this consistently, if you know one person that you think would enjoy this, please share it with them. See y'all next time.